Aloha kakai aka e ana kala roi.
Aloha no.
Mahalo ke ia hui ana, ke ka ai ana mai. Iau e noho kuka kuka me oi pili ana kou vā. He kamali I, ka hanau I ana, ka hanai I ana.
Wā kamali I o hanau I mai I. Wau I ka u. Ka u. I pu o ka u. I mea noho e close to Zid Valley. And then we had a malai up there, and we left Kau when I was 5 years old. And then we moved to Kalapana. I know me to Kama Mikala, behind of the old the Congregational Church. And then over there, we stayed over there until 1926. In 1927, we moved in with Yamakami, Kepini Kena, but lo mamu aka kono wahine ha Hawaii, and then maki kulaka wahine o ya no kuikahi lo noho ika hale o ya kumu ma kumu moved in with him, and then no malele me ma Yamakami until 1927, the ending part of 1927, and move mako ik to Kamaili.
Kamaili.
Tēnā wahi, and then he wā vi noho I kena mā Manawa. So we didn't have much flour, but we had cracker. But we raised our own taro and raised our own sweet potato and pumpkin. And then mea for the ia, we go to fishing every morning. If we went fish for in the morning, we go in the morning to fish. My dad used to go out, and he little wai amoi in hoi. And then lava kena for kakayaka me au in la. Ika pa ahiai he le hou ki ika. Kamo fi. Yeah. So, mako, when we used to live that there, we lived mostly on the land and the ocean. Yeah.
He poe, no. La vai a he poe mahi ai, yeah. A me e lua upona e.
Yeah, pono e o kawai, ale wai maki, ale o me ai.
Ala le pā mai kai kena.
Yeah. So, ku pā pā, mala ai ana, mahope ka maku hale, ka wai o ka mau no e kena waiha. So, we mala ai me hae in the house, and then we had the Nui ka ulu kuawa, and then we have to, and Papa wasn't so well, so we had to kokua elika the ground, and then maybe knock down some trees so that we can get all the dirt. Alelo nu in Kalepo, so the hukimoe oi Kalepo I pu make a pupu kanoe ka uola.
Oh.
And kaigua kalo nohoi hane puyo pupu kanako kalo. And po ye who make a kwawa, go to kwawa leaves, make a
love kwawa.
Love kwawa. And po ye can a mea. Yeah.
O ye a heno I hohonu kalepo malila?
A he hohono. Pa, you shallow.
Ke kanu ana ke kahuli, kanu. He ano na hele hele.
Yeah.
Oe he. Pui pui oe a kanu iloko.
Pu pu, then kanu iloko. And then ki kana hele. Kai place, there is. Some lepo, but most time alelo lepo. Hey, a wale no be pahoi kena wai mamua. And hokai ma wahi a wale no. So kei kipuka a little bit dead.
That's me puiri lepo wale.
Yeah, that's right. And then kanu I me ai.
Ko papa he mahi ai.
He mahi ai ai.
He Hawaii no ko papa.
No ale. He kepuni kela.
He kepuni piha.
Piha
kepuni. Have I malina.
Yeah. And then he was born 1884. 1896. From Japan.
Mane'i.
Aia pahala.
Oh, malina no nokahana.
Malina no nokahana. Me apo I keiki kamali o Hawaii no hoi. So his language, he got a chance to learn Hawaiian.
Oh,
but
yeah, no.
Those people taught him how to speak Hawaiian. So you know, while our Hawaii in the Kapo, Alawi Nana Kanaka, and no, oi, yo kanaka wale no kena pa oh. Heke panu no hoi kena wala au kanaka no.
Ah, wali no ka ole
ai wali yeah
ke oi ike ole ai a he
yeah yeah
he hawa i pake ia
yeah yeah ai
kui yeah. Kui he wa oi he hawa i ke ia yeah, no? A e ka he yeah. Heke panu
heke panu yeah
oh no ka wali o ka ole lo
ai
an o o ye heke panu pehea kou i no hope o wili
Willie Connor. Well, when 1941, when the war broke out, I was working for the railroad at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to get in the wharf, I have cannot go into the past the security guard. Every time you see the Kepani name.
Oh, out, you know Kepani.
He look into the wharf.
No kia.
No ka no ka Kepani no.
Ah, he kulana okay.
Ah, he kulana here. So, then only four men work. So then the guard asked me, hey, you don't look Japanese. He said, well, Waiko Mama Ino. Oh, man, hoi. Oh, Waiko Mama Papa. Oh, Wilkona no hoi. Oh, we got to change your name to Wilkona. So mm-hmm. That's how it became Wilson. Right.
Kona Papa kera? Kupuna kane kena?
Yeah, kupuna. My mother's father.
Pea kona makuahine, ka au au Hawaii.
Hawaii,
o vai kona
iho. O kalapana no, ka au au, ka au kai no hoi.
O, ka au kai.
Ka au kai, yeah.
He, inoa kaulana ke la, ma malina, ma kalapana.
Ka au kai, yeah. Ka au kai. So that's where I changed my name to. That's why my name is Willie Connor Kemanawa.
Oh, he ano hololi malu. I komo oi ilo ko kahana.
So that's why I worked for railroad until me and hoi 1946 tidal wave.
Oh, wow. Mahe ko mahe oi ke la manawa I.
Ai Puna.
Pai ke la kai hoe.
Well, I was in Puna. And coming with the train, that passenger train, coming to Hilo. Aia ka mai a maku'u, aia nana aku mai, wau ike kai, au, wina hoi e. Bleh, brown da wara, I told the conductor, I mean the driver. Brown da wara da ocean, something happened, I think. They say, yeah, I think so. So, helmakai o ti ola, ai hiki ola, lalukuri lako I miyao. Yamaku, awe, pau hilo, wipe out.
Awe.
Yeah.
So. My maku ua I ola awa pau.
Yeah. Well, from maku side, I could see that, but the hilo was wipe out. Because when we came to ola, then the ola told us, oh, you can go as far as the yard, but the yard partially is wiped out, the track is gone, certain place and all that. So actually, we went. When we got all the passengers we had, we unload them all at Ola. Then they took the passengers. Some of them, they had to bring them back home because we can't take them to Hilo. So then the rest waited for us on the way back, but we didn't come back that day. So they took them home anyway. And probably Kamali went to school too that time. So we had to bring them back home. So there are other people who found transportation mm-hmm. and sent them back home. So we stuck in Hilo for about 2 or 3 days.
Oh, pa'ama.
Yeah.
E hi o makahiki ke la manawa?
I was only about 24. No more 24. Not quite 23. 25. I was 25, okay, yeah. I got 26, yeah. I was 25.
Oh, a lucky loa. E leu ko makahiki anai ke kai.
I was supposed to go to Hamakua.
Oh, ke la la no.
Ke la la. Because I didn't argue with the dispatcher. I says, no, I'm supposed to go Hamakua. No, you go Puna run. No, I go Hamakua. No, you go Puna run.
Oh,
So I said, okay, I gave up. So I went Puna. But that train that morning got caught right in front by the bayfront where the canoe go out.
Oh, Nana.
You see? That's why they tell me, I think Stay Black, something was telling me, no, you don't go.
Oh,
and that's what I Then, so I stayed back. But when I came in that morning, I went look at that train. Oh, that bug was like that. And it's by the side of the ocean. The boxcar was all turned on. But all those Kanaka was inside there. They all got saved anyway. They all ran away and got saved. Two was inside the ironworks building. and the other three got into our, what you call, the Coca-Cola building. That Coca-Cola building was higher before.
Oh.
Yeah. So they got inside there, so they were lucky.
Here they are.
Yeah.
Noho I roko kahale.
Right. So when I came in, I went to look all the place. Oh my God. I went to look for my friend's place. All gone.
Oh, oui.
Then I met my lady friend over there. I said, where is your husband? Oh, he went to work, but I can't find my two boys.
Lilo akula.
Lilo akula kawai. Then another lady, the same thing. This lady told her, run away, tidal away. She says, it's April Fool, and she stayed back. She and the four kids all went, so five of them all gone.
Oh, I know what April Fool.
Yeah, April Fool Day.
Oh, where?
So the two houses wasn't so far, but she been yelled from her side, so-and-so, run away, take your children, run away, tidal away. But no, she been stayed back. The water, he ate all them. That one, the house and all went.
Who?
All the house and all went.
Olo no ke ia kai.
Kai pipi ke na that time.
Kai pipi ke na.
Yeah.
Pai akula ka aina. Ahiki aku
I... I hope, no? And when you come back down, that's when she drag everything out.
Oh.
She goes in, but you maybe some wave coming in inside. But when she back out, that's when hook everything out. So that's why they said when they could hear the houses crunching underneath the Wailua Bridge at that time. That was real sad. So from over there, in 1946, in April, May, I went work for Glover.
Oh, Glover?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I was working railroad, 50 cents an hour. I worked for Glover, $1.10 an hour, so big pay.
Oh. Kaya ka uhana ma Glover?
Carpenter.
Oh, mea kamana.
Kamana, and then after that, I go out, do road work and everything. Then after finish everything, I do landscaping, sewer, water, road excavation, repair and all that, parking lots and all.
Oh, so super naha anakala.
Yeah.
Kaumauhana.
Yeah. So at the end, yeah, I was retired in 85. But I retired 85, I went to the mill and I come back. They called me again to go back work. So I told them, yeah, I can help you. So I said, well, I go work for you, I go help you. So 4 months I helped them work. So power that 4 months, I want that again. So when I go, I went back again to Tennessee. Oh, took my wife, we went to Tennessee, hold on, go. Come back again, they called me again. About 1 month later, they came back, called me again. They said, hey, you can come help us. I tell them, yeah, okay. You like me work? Yeah, okay. You pay for everything. They paid everything. They paid medical, insurance, and some other stuff they paid. And then I came back work. So I came back work till I was...
Kamana.
Not Kamana. I was foreman already. All that time I was foreman already. All during that time. The early part I was Kamana, but after that I came foreman. So I was senior foreman. When I retired, I was the highest paid senior foreman in that company. So when I went to Social Security to apply for my Social Security, I told him, this is what I earn. He said, how can you can make that much money? I said, no, I'm work. I guess it's a specialty that I work. I do all kinds of things. So that's why they pay me that good price.
Mm.
And then, so when I reached age 70, when I went back to Glover, I went cut off all my Social Security. But somebody told me, before you reach age 70, go and reinstate your Social Security at age 70, 1 month before you reach age 70.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you reach age 70, the government pay you for your highest price on the Social Security. So when I went to tell them that when I go reinstate, they say, how can you make that much money? I said, I'm a specialty. So that's how I worked there. And they paid me all that. And I collected for the government for 2 years. Free money they paid me. I worked for the for the company, the company paid me, so with that money I went holo holo again.
Holo holo.
About 3 months, holo holo.
Mahia?
Mainland? In the mainland? Mainland, Washington, D.C., California, all over.
I don't know what he was doing.
Go all over. Get family here and there, so we go up there, go holo holo.
Pehe o Alaska?
Alaska, Alaska, how many? Alaska, every time I go to Alaska. I think I like Alaska about eight times, Alaska. I have friends up there, so we go fish and hunt. So whatever we hunt or fish, I always bring home some for the family. So everybody would share down here.
O ko ake ano lawai a ana malila?
Ai.
E lawai a kamano?
Kamano.
A he I a mekena?
Yeah. So sometimes they have a kūpuna, no? Sometimes the kūpuna.
Oh.
So if you kūpuna, you pull in the morning, but maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock, 6:30, by 6:30, you got to get your fish out. Then you hook again that net again. Then ahiahi, in ahiahi time, you come back again, pull again, second load of fish, and it's all full of fish yeah. again. So if you get six net, you know how much fish you can collect. Oh. Six net, boy. That's plenty of fish. Sometimes you get no room for the man for sit down.
And you got
No, aluminum. Aluminum boat.
Oh.
He wa'ano hoi. And then you kau no hoi hoi, look a wa'a. And then we put engine, eh? Go one from one day, another. Pull that, and then you hook it off. Then you put the net across the boat from outside end, from the farther side. You put the net across the boat, then you hook it, you come inside, so the fish... When you pull the fish come inside, you throw the net down. And when you reach at the end, you throw them over the guy and then let them go. And then you go to the next one.
Ku'uhoke na.
Ku'uhoke, yeah. That's how they do that.
Oko ake la. Lo anō ka upena ku'u ma'a ne'i ke kahi,
eh? Yeah,
yeah. Kalapana ke la au.
Yeah.
Lawai au iwe ke.
Ma'amua, ai. Papa, what you call it? Papa, what you call it? Pai-pai.
Oh, pai-pai.
Yeah, pai-pai. Kuko pene pai pai kawa, I mean like kawa, kawaii, and then you pull the net out. Even in Kyokaha, the same thing. We used to pai pai too. We used to down Onikakaha and down 4 miles side, we used to go pai pai too.
So kaohana, bia oi he kamalii. Hea ke ano koma kuleana. Hele oi ki ika ai, a meka ia.
Ai.
Kanu ka ai, a
hele ki ika ia. Nuk mea arawai. Aleha loa ka haliku ai
close
by.
Ahe pahu hau.
E lua maila away. He lua wai wala no.
Ma mau ke la.
Yeah.
So ke ka ai, hea ke ano ka ai malila, ke ano ka huli.
Ka huli, e kalo no iwe. Usually, ka huli no iwe had ele ele, and then we had Nayawea, and then Weheva, Nayawea, Kuoho. Kuoho and Nayawea. We had plenty. Lauloa. Because Lauloa is the first fast eaten taro.
Oh.
See, so if you plant the Lauloa, by 7 months you have already some to eat.
Oh,
if you plant good. So by 8 months, it's supposed to be ready already, 8 months. That's Lauloa. But the other ones can take 8 months to 12 months. But 10 months, they're like Weheva and Nayawea, goes 8 to 10 months.
Pea ke kuoho?
Kuoho, 1 year.
Oho, kei maka
iki. Yeah. So you can kanu oi ka mea ai mua first, and then kanu oi the kuoho, the last one, so that that's in there, you can go a long way.
Oh,
by then,
lava ka ai. Yeah.
Then when the kuoho is ready, you have planted the aron, be ready for the eat to the next time.
No leila, kanu mua oi I ka huli o koke.
Yeah,
maho pe mai kanu oi ke ku o mai oi ka veheiva oi. A pea ke, ka mea hea kau punahele.
Yeah, hanoi?
O ka huli hea kau punahele.
Punahele, ai.
Ka mea punahele, o ke ku oho, ko make nui oi ke ku oho, ai ole ka Nayawea, hea kau punahele.
Usually we like the Nayawea and the Weheva is good.
Oh, ono no,
ka Weheva. No. And Laulo is ono too. But the most we like was the Nayawea and Weheva, because that was only the taro we had at that time.
Good.
Yeah. And then after that, they came in with the Mana Opilu and Mana Ulu like that. But the Mana Ulu and Mana Opilu too much cakey. Yeah?
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah,
why, so the Iu is small. Makua, you get good makua. And the pu'u come outside big too. It's just like that elele o mau.
No nui, na nui, keiki, yeah.
That's right.
Aka nui, nui o ka pu'u, he pu'u no.
Pu'u no, ai.
O ke kanu ana I ka ai, e hi ohana kanu ai, na ohana apau?
No, o ku ohana wale no.
Kanu o ku ka ai, a leila, pea ka hana poi?
Ku I ia.
Ku I ia.
Ku I ia.
A he mikini wili poi.
Ale mea, a leila o ka mikini kena man manawa. Hei, ku I ia.
O ka lima ka mikini.
Ka lima ka mikini. E po aku no I ka mea ku I. Yeah. We had a good size papa anyway. We had, I think about almost 6 feet that papa.
Oh, big, big elua kanaka.
Elua kanaka. So elua kanaka. I think it was almost, I think about 5.5 feet that papa was. Big papa. And then that papa was ohia.
Ohia.
So kamuha kena mea.
O ka maamau. O ka papa kui ai.
Yeah.
But hana ia me ka ohia.
Ohia. So that papa was good papa. And I don't know, lilo ia kena papa to somebody in puna me. After we left, oh there, the papa went, you don't know where it went. Somebody, I think my mother gave it to somebody down there.
O ka pehea na pohaku kui ai.
The pohaku kui ai, she even keep the papa kui ai. So she, I saw I get one more left.
Oh, ahia o kena.
We had four together. My dad made four. But only one we get left because somebody took the other one. I think she even gave somebody else because they never had. So that's why we have one only. Yes.
Pehe hanai ka pohaku he. Hana ia me ka pohaku?
No, ale. Kike ia with the chiso.
Oh, me ka kike ia ka pohaku me ka chiso.
Me ka hamale. E kike ke ia. Then after when pow, then put on a mikini.
Oh.
This was way back. In Pahala, when my dad was working for a plantation, so they didn't put on the machine. Mm-hmm. So you can tell because the way that thing is smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah. So they put on a bikini. But when they put them on a bikini, they made different way too. So I did the same thing too when I made mine, like kikeke pao, until I get a real form of the pohaku for kuia. Yeah. Then I went with a bikini around with the grinder, make all polish them around. Then when the last part, I put them on the lake, and I finished that off. So
oh.
That's why I came all nice and good.
Yeah, really, ia ka pohaku, a hele oi. Pepa, onepa?
Sandpaper, make a grinder anyway. Mm. Rock grinder. Then you really make it all right. Then all right. But only thing is, kawamaamuas, you don't have chisel someplace. And ohana o puhiki, I mean, Malama, Komea, he used railroad spike, the big size railroad spike, to kikeke, as his chisel was. That was his chisel. And then he kikeke all around and make his own. And then they rub with the pohaku to pohaku to make them real smooth again. And then that's how he made his.
Oh.
All hand work that. That is real all hand work.
Myself, ano ka pohaku.
Yeah.
Heake ano ka pohaku? He pohaku kahawaino, pohaku pa'ala?
Pa'ala. That was good stone because the pohaku is different. The grain, when you look at the pohaku, the grain is real tight, they're all tight. But they're not as real hard, so you can chisel and work it away around.
Mm.
That's why you can make them. But if real hard, then maybe you kick here someplace, you might run away the other side, see?
Oh.
But they kick here all around with a bit of chisel all around. It takes time, but you gotta sit there. If you like your pohaku, you have to sit down maybe 2-3 days. Keep going.
Omanawanui.
When you pow, you kappa again, you do something else, then you come back, you do it again. So then they can use that white coral. You know the white coral? They use that as a sandpaper too.
Oh.
So you, when you rub that, it eats in and then it grates out the same thing too. Yeah. So that's what they use too. But usually pohaku to pohaku and then they make them and they just rub it, keep on rubbing it. till you finally get to it. But oh, they when they kick your cage, boy, I tell you, stay there all day, the whole man, ting, ting, ting. And then worse yet, if you get hour by the sun, he's drinking his hour, and then when he tired, you just leave him go. Holy. Yeah.
Oh, maha no.
Yeah.
So, ka, he lo a ka pohaku me ka papa, a maka ukau no ke kui ai.
Ai.
Ke ano ka oko kui ai ana. He, paila ia ke, paila ia ka vai, ho mo a ilo ko ka vai, ke kalo.
I more kalu ya kai manawa
in kalu ala,
yeah in ala lo o ko pakini ai kalu ya ka pa ka kalo me ka ulu oh. But if you lo no pakini komo ho komi lo ko pakini ho komo kame ai lo ko the water goes right to the top of no me kalo no be ulu no it go right to the top and put you me ka bullet bag.
Oh, kila no.
Yeah.
Ekimau.
Maybe two or three ekimau kawa all on top. So you can keep the mahu inside, and if you know, lo, papa, kawa make a papa. Now, then keep all the steam inside, it comes out better. But if I need a little papa, come that burla bag on top.
Oh.
Put more plenty burla bag on top.
Lo e vau kahi po e a ho moi mua lako I ka mahu. Ka mau ma lalo.
A lalo, ai.
O lalo o ka pakini. Ka hea kala ka mau honohono.
A honohono no, but pa palahe ana ka honohono. So, ka mau kauai manawa, o ka mau laau.
O ka laau?
Ai, laau.
Hea ke ano ka laau?
To keep the taro from down hitting the iron.
Mm.
So in case if the taro get burned, he no hit the she's still on top like this on a stick. Mm. On the lao, all the lao, get me. Maybe about 7-8 pieces of lao you cut and pile, make them good, and then you come color on top. Or if the ulu the same thing. And then so that you don't touch, you get about maybe 3/4 inch away from the pakini to the taro.
Oh. You only pipili.
If you pipili on there then you're gonna get burnt. So you can be so Papa on the bottom, so if Papa then it doesn't taste on. Smell, taste kind of, we Papa taste. So, but that's why we put sticks on it. In our time, we used to put sticks.
Dry gravel
stick, or here sticks or anything that we can find, we cut and put inside.
Pono e malo?
Malo?
Pono e malo?
Pono malo, but if no more, but we get gravel, we always have gravel sticks anyway. So we always cut for the firewood for us.
Mm.
So, we cut that in small pieces and then put that underneath and then cover the color on top and then one more.
Oh. Yeah. A ke pau, ke moa ke kalo, ke ai no hoi, ma leila no e ihi ai.
Yeah.
Pehe ka nui o ka ai, nui ino.
No.
Ka ho makaukau ana, ina
maki
ka poi.
O kahi. 1 week, you have to figure out for 1 week of meal. So if you're going to come Pauno, that's Friday, it's Saturday.
Kahumu ai maka po alima.
Yeah, and then, okay, po alima you get a, every weekend, we always kahumu ai.
Oh.
Always, you always make plenty enough. So that you can last. But if you don't have enough, then you come home again earlier. But usually, all the money, home with this family, okay, we're going to need this kilomania, 3/4 way full. So you got to get plenty of poi. So when the poi reaches at that time, it's going to be real sour. But anyway, when you cook the next batch, then with what left over, you really with that, then the some, and then you put on the side, then the, some of the fresh one you mix with the oil, and then you eat that.
Oh,
so that's how they do that. So usually from weekend to weekend, yeah, they usually get that. But if not enough, then they'll get something else. Then usually you have potato on a side to eat. If not enough taro for that poi that time, then you have the potato. But usually we always have enough poi for the whole week.
Yeah.
If not enough, then we make maybe, you know, if today is Saturday, we make, maybe Thursday we got to make again, or if you eat all that, then you go for the following week, you got to go maybe about Wednesday, you got to make again for the next bit to keep going. So you almost have poi no matter what. If you run short, if you do run short, the mala eye is right close.
Mm.
So you can go pool and come with your eye that same day and make your poi. But if you don't have enough, then you gotta wait or borrow somebody else's taro, go someplace else and borrow somebody else's taro.
Oh.
But if we don't do that, it only we hardly do go out and mark kilo for somebody else's color.
Oh.
You have to plant your own. If you like, you plant your own. You never go mark kilo. If you run short, look for the ulu tree. If the ulu, when the ulu is over ripe, then go for the ulu.